Hello again, Mike Roberts here with Programme 3 of my short 7-part Malta Memories sequel. Usual ingredients, people, events and music, but of course the difference this time is that all these memories are personal to me, unlike the research variety of my previous 3 series. Some of our listeners may be wondering how I am able to present this series when my time in Malta was so long ago. Well, I come back every year, and I'm taking advantage of another annual visit to get the series safely recorded. I hope for your pleasure, and most certainly for mine, so that it can be accommodated at an appropriate future broadcasting time by Campus FM. I must tell you about a visit my wife and I made recently to Marsha Schlock, because it brought back many of my memories of Malta all those years ago. Marsha Schlock is the wonderfully colourful fishing village on the east of the island. The colour comes from the reds, yellows and blues of all shades that make up the colours of the fishing boats, all with a watchful eye painted on their bows to ward off evil, bobbing in the bay within yards of the harbour's edge. The memory was the colour. And if you're from abroad and listening on the internet and considering a visit to Malta, Marsha Schlock is a must on your itinerary. And do it on a Sunday, market day, when you see the finest selection of freshly caught fish around. We observed a number of people making for home with some superb swordfish steaks, I assumed, destined for the freezer or that day's evening meal. In fact, I was doing all over again what Helen Shapiro was doing with this hit of 1961, Walking Back to Happiness.
Funny, but it's true, what loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day. Walking back to happiness, whoop-a, oh yeah. Said goodbye to loneliness, whoop-a, oh yeah. I never knew I'd miss you, now I know what I must do. Walking back to happiness I shared with you. I'm making up for things I said, whoop-a, oh yeah. And mistakes to which they led, whoop-a, oh yeah. I shouldn't have gone away, so I'm coming back today. I'm walking back to happiness I threw away.
Yes, Helen Shapiro, who went on to become a sophisticated lady and very accomplished jazz performer on the club and concert circuit. I know from having enjoyed her performing live on stage. Staying with the waterside market at Marsha Schlock, I saw on one stall some beautiful, genuinely handmade Malta lace from Gozo, Malta's sister island, but still called Malta lace. That recalled for me how, when I was here in the early 60s, I would regularly see in the villages around Malta ladies sitting in the cool of the early summer evenings outside their homes making the lace. Always, it seemed to me, with their backs to the road as they faced inward to their lace-making tools resting against the wall. My memories are more vivid of this in Dingley Village for some reason, not far from where I lived and worked at Ta'ali. I fear, though, that that site is a rarity today and needed to be searched out in Gozo itself. Here's another of my early 60s musical memories that I have already searched out for you. This is taken from an LP that I had nearly worn out by the time I left Malta in 1963. The Hi-Los were a superb vocal group that inspired many others throughout the late 50s and well into the 60s. The LP's title was Love Nest, and this track from my original vinyl, one of my favourites.
When someone tries to tell me how true a heart can be, I always say, impossible, impossible for me. And when they say I'll find love beyond the rainbow's end, I smile and say, impossible, impossible, my friend, to dream above what might have been is pointless, I agree, but not as bad as living is. Living in a dream I know can never be. So when they say smooth sailing, despite a stormy sea, I laugh and say impossible, impossible. Said a moonbeam could calm a stormy sea, I would have said impossible. That nothing is impossible.
The Hi-Los and Impossible. Rabat was, for me, my nearest village in those days. It was important, too, because it was from where the bus would start on its journey to Valletta, collect me outside Ta'ali, and deposit me at Floriana on my visits to the recording studios. And here's a memory of the early 60s I have relevant to that bus. I recognised the one I wanted by the colour. Not as today by the number or the route destination. Each village or destination could be identified by its route colour. Mine, I recall, was blue. Another Malta memory like this musical one from Billy Fury, Halfway to Paradise.
Your friend, my lips. But just when I think they may, you leave me halfway to paradise. So near, yet so far away. Being close to you is almost heaven. But seeing you can do just so much. Hurts me so to know your heart's a treasure.
Halfway to Paradise, that made number three for Billy Fury in the UK charts in 1961 and remained in the charts for over 5 months. Well, the months were passing, and not only had I extended my voluntary and part-time broadcasting to presenting the For You at Home request program on Rediffusion Malta that I told you about last week, but I was about to get my own one-hour music program on Saturday prime time. I was to call it Mike's Mixture. I wonder if there's anyone out there who remembers it. More about that a little later, but in advance of that, here is an artist I was to feature often in Mike's Mixture of those early years, Jerry Southern, with Cole Porter's Don't Look at Me That Way.
I think you're great, I think you're grand, and I don't mind if you hold my hand, but don't look at me that way. Your kisses too are heavenly and oh so full of variety, but don't look at me that way. When you tell me sweetly you're mine completely, I always give a long cheer. But those sudden flashes behind your lashes are nobody's business, dear. Since you began to play your role, I've lost my heart and I've lost my soul. But as for losing my self-control, don't look at me that way. So mad about a lad, it's too deep to express. And when he tries to use his eyes, they have instant success. So full of passion these pupils are, that girls forget what their scruples are. So when he turns them on me, I murmur tenderly. Just adore your loving arms. In fact, they're two of your greatest charms. But don't look at me that way. I'm very mild, I'm very meek. My will is strong, but my won't is weak. So don't look at me that way. When that strange expression of indiscretion begins to show in your stare, there's a hocus pocus about your focus that gives me a terrible scare. I feel a thrill when you arrive, and while you're near me, I simply thrive. But if you want to get home alive, don't look at me that way.
Jerry Southern and the Billy May Orchestra from an album she released in 1959 entitled Jerry Southern Meets Cole Porter. Listeners to my last two programmes may recall that my home and main working environment was located at Ta'ali, pretty close to the centre of the island, near Rabat and Mdina, the ancient capital. So I tended to think of Rabat as my village. One memory that keeps returning of Rabat is that here in 1960, or 1961, I can't quite recall, I discovered Peter the Potter. In those days it was indeed Peter himself who provided me with many of my gifts from Malta to take back to the UK for family and friends. And those of my friends and acquaintances who came as visitors in subsequent years, I would always recommend they find Peter the Potter. In the early 90s, when visiting the craft village, I discovered he had not long died. But the family pottery continued, and I acquired another Peter the Potter pot to take back. Not from the pottery itself this time, but from the Ta'ali craft village shop. Nostalgic memories of Malta. The cinema played a big part in everybody's entertainment in those days, mine included. It was just before the advent of Malta's own TV network, and every performance would play to a full house. It seemed there was a cinema on every corner, but that's probably an exaggeration. But I do remember the Alhambra and the Plaza in Sleema, the shopping complexes of today. A film that inspired a theme, that in turn created a hit in the early 60s, starred Shirley MacLaine and Jack Lemmon. It was The Apartment. Here is the theme from that film. Billy Vaughan's orchestra there with the theme from The Apartment, recalling the role of the cinema in Malta's entertainment in those days. And the memory I will always have of that film is when Jack Lemmon strained his spaghetti through a tennis racket. and so my time in Malta progressed, and my activities in the studios at St. Francis Ravelin got more interesting. Soon there was to be a major change to our broadcasting scope. The cable, or landline method, which was how both Malta's domestic network and the Forces network was conveyed to listeners, was for the Forces Broadcasting Service to be supplemented by FBS transmissions on radio. On the medium wave. What excitement that caused. I remember the frequency we were allocated to this day, as I would repeat it many times. 210 metres in the medium wave band. It was a significant and important memory of Malta, of which I will recall more as this short seven-part sequel series continues. The music in the 60s hits certainly continued, like this one, Bobby V from 1961 and Take Good Care of My Baby.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby.
Bobby V from 1961 and Take Good Care of My Baby. Well, it's nearly time to say goodbye until we meet next time for more Malta memories, but I just have time to share a quick memory with you. It is actually a memory that comes from the recording you're going to hear now. It's a silly little memory, really, so I hope you won't mind me including it and sharing it with you. When this recording was released and became a hit for the Highwaymen in 1961, everyone called it My Song. And here's the reason why.
Michael rowed the boat ashore. other side.
Hallelujah, Michael.
Michael from the Highwaymen. That's it, folks, except for my usual contact reminders. Direct to me at email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or via the station's contact facility. This edition will be added to the others on webcasts and available for hearing again in a week. Samuel joins me in wishing you all good listening. So until we meet again on Campus FM for more of my personal Malta memories, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.